Hi, beauty. I'm so grateful you were led to this podcast. I'm your host, Miranda.
Hi.
I'm a wife, coach, and mom to four world changers. And this is the Recalibrating Hearts podcast. It's my heart that in this space, you would encounter the love of the Father and receive downloads, revelations, and solutions for partnering with God in your breakthrough. You'll also hear how we're building our family, powerful prayers and declarations for you, and ways to incorporate natural solutions for whole health. I think it's time to normalize spiritual breakthrough and walk in freedom with whole hearts. Holy Spirit, you get full permission to recalibrate our hearts. Let's go. Hey, beloved, on this episode today, we are going to lean into three questions to cultivate healthy lifestyle. One of my pillars on this podcast and topics I like is talking about natural solutions. And for some reason, healing trauma and raising world changers and kingdom kids and talking about all things spiritual and the spiritual realm takes precedence because it's my passion, it's my heart, and it comes out, it just flows. So I'm leaning into the natural solution side because that is something that is so very important to me, but also for those that it serves. It's super important to understand that we are spirit, soul, and body. So we feed our spirit with the Word of God and worship and goodness, all the things, right? Communion and worship and the Word of God and connection with Spirit and Holy Spirit and Jesus and the Father. And then we feed our soul, mind, will, and emotions, the good thoughts we want to think. You know, definitely everything that affects the spirits affects the soul, okay? It's like a stream, if you think of it. A lot of people are soul-forward and soul-led, and we'll get to that on other episodes and unpack that. But we're meant to live spirit-forward, and our spirit man being mighty and in charge. And if you want any more on the spirit man that piques your interest, Arthur Burke is who I want to send you to, SapphireLeadershipGroup.com or org. Arthur Burke is legit. It'd be a dream to have him on here. I'm just putting it out there, Lord. It'd be a dream. So going back, but we have our spirit and then our soul we feed, but definitely, and I'll get to the body in a second, but the soul is what am I looking at? What am I watching? What am I reading? God help us on social media. Just God help us. What, honestly, what gets to come across our realms and what gets to come into us or our children by just us being on our phones? And I'm convicted of it often, is to watch my eye gates, my ear gates, like what I listen to, what I hear, what do I allow? And sometimes, oh, that can be very manipulated, but I will not go into that. So spirit, with the spiritual things, the soul, what am I taking in around me? And really, what am I programming into me, into my being? And the body comes along and it is affected by the spirit and soul. And what I put in my body affects the soul, and I believe spirit. Can I prove it? Probably in the Word if I wanted to do that, but let's just move on, shall we? So the body is important, and I will say I can't prove it. Okay, so right now at this moment, because it's AM, okay, early AM, and I'm recording because I love you guys, and I love myself. It's in the morning. When I am choosing to love myself through healthy foods, natural foods, whole foods, all that, I definitely can think clearer and I feel like I can tap in more to the spirit. So that's my proof, okay? There's proof for you. Three questions to cultivate healthy lifestyle. And why is this important? Because what we do matters, what we eat matters. We are not going into bondage. And I understand some listeners might even have or had eating disorders. So I am very aware, especially when I had my clinic, acupuncture clinic, I had clients, patients with eating disorders. And boy, was there a lot of prayer around that for self-hatred. But I am very aware and respectful and honor of that, that it isn't all about food. But it's important we are what we eat. And if you think about, I just believe that food is meant to be eaten in its natural form. But I also believe in the 80-20 rule. And can we even get away with, well, I won't go into the soil because that could be another time, but I don't know. I know. God protect us. Like, give us wisdom. I always pray over my food. But we can eat the best we can, 80-20. Definitely still enjoy life. But we got to be careful because I think for me, total transparency, like, you know, I try to do my best with, I was eating my emotions for most of my life. And I feel like it was a generational thing passed down from when my parents' parents were in the Depression. and then my parents experienced really lack of stuff in childhood. And so I feel like I was eating my emotions because I could control that, if that makes sense, forever. I'm on a cleanse right now, day 13, I think, and it's more clear than ever that when I have, if a scale tips with, getting emotional, if the scale tips like more stress in my life or something, I'll lean to food, and not even just before Jesus or the Bible, but I'll lean to food because it's a natural, like, I will serve, I will get what I need. I will provide what I need, right? And I was like, oh Lord, you know, let's cleanse me of that. Let's cleanse me of that and make healthier choices. But who doesn't like Chalk Zero chocolate, like for real, or real healthy dark chocolate? But anyway, so three questions to cultivate a healthy lifestyle. Why it's important, beloved, and I have a background in acupuncture, and I retired my license. I retired and resigned my license in 2013 for various number of reasons, but especially to stay home. I was about to start my family. Man, I had a 10-year-old at the time, pregnant with Fred and I's first daughter, and I didn't realize we'd have two more after that. So within 4 years, I had three children back to back, and Lord knew I couldn't do an 8-hour, 10-hour day of practice, seeing patients and pouring out all day, and continue my practice. So I also worked in a wellness center in Minnesota, Bloomington, Minnesota. Shout out to Vallejo, a special, special time in my life as a single parent, learning about spiritual, emotional roots and spiritual roots to physical diseases and all that. You can't help but be surrounded by, when you're surrounded by such a powerful group of practitioners and you all take cases on anywhere from CANCER to just all the things, especially trauma. And what the Lord showed me in that is, like, I'll never forget it. And it definitely comes into actually my coaching. But I say all that to say I have a background in various things in natural health, and our family loves essential oils, and I'm going to do an episode on why we use them soon and why we use plant medicine and homeopathy and all the things. But I also submit it to the Lord, like, he directs my path, right? I submit all things to the Lord, and he directs my path, and he created these things in the earth. So show us, give us wisdom on how to use it, right? So three questions to cultivate healthy lifestyle. Also in this, at the end, I'll have a link for you to get started with essential oils and natural solutions if you choose. I'll have a link for you, so stay tuned. Of course, I'll post that in the notes, but for those of you who don't look at the notes, I have a link for you. Question number one, what do I not like about my current lifestyle? So what do I not appreciate or like about it? This isn't being critical. This is taking a neutral, non-judgmental look at your lifestyle and asking yourself the question, because we're creating self-awareness. And goodness, if anything is powerful in life, it's creating self-awareness. If you can create self-awareness, you'll be powerful. You'll continue to live a powerful life, and you'll continue to be able to make choices. What do you not like in your current lifestyle? What do you not like? Are you out eating out, fast food 3 to 5 times a week? Are you, like, that means not cooking at home, right? When they're natural foods in their natural state. Are you like, I don't even know what natural foods are. What are you talking about? What's an avocado? It's okay. We love you anyway. We love you anyway. You're welcome here. Everybody's welcome at the table. And it's okay, like, to show up, but then, like, is it okay to stay that way? Well, what's the fruit? So anyway, what do you not like in your current lifestyle? And you want to write that down, and you want to just take a look at it from a neutral point of view, right? I don't even approach, am I healthy weight or unhealthy weight? Weight to me is a sensitive subject. So I'm not the coach that I'm not the person that's going to be like, you have overweight, you're unhealthy. Okay, but we'll talk about metabolic disease in the future. And I'm not an expert, but look at, like, we'll talk about it a little bit. That is important. Are your blood sugars jacked? Are they going up and down? Are they, whatever. I'm not a doctor. This isn't intended to treat anything. Okay. Disclosure. Again, I had patients before. I had years of practice. Still help clients as much as I can. What do you not like in your current lifestyle? Number two, what do you want to stop doing? What do you want to stop doing? Let's not start with all adding all this stuff until you realize what you want to stop doing. Well, I don't know where to start, Miranda. What isn't serving you any longer? What isn't serving you any longer in your life? What isn't serving you? this isn't shame. This isn't body shame. Oh, you know what? I didn't go back to the weight. I had just insecurities of weight when I was younger. So I don't touch weight. I don't talk about weight. Somebody's overweight. Goodness, the body and the bones and the muscles need to be a certain way. And sure, I'm asking God for my heaven. Like, what did the Lord want before beginning of time my body to be? And can I get to that weight? But I love myself where I'm at right now in all the cellulite, right? I'm saying all the things. I love myself every single time, all the time. Do I, oh, I'm such a warrior, Wonder Woman. Not every time, but I'm learning more and more to build on that. So what do I not like in my current lifestyle? What do I want to stop doing? And it's a choice. Do you hear the choice or the question? What do I want to stop doing? It's a choice. Isn't that powerful that you have a choice? High fives. Third question, what do I want to create in my life? Do you need to take walks? That, by the way, 2 20-minute walks is the latest research. Who knew walking like God intended would be healing, healthy and whole? But 2 walks for 20 minutes, walking, or you know what's really good for walking, beloved, is not, you're not only walking to the future, you're walking prophetically. You're working out emotions, and energy in motion is emotions, and you want to move, especially if you've been following the 3 questions to jumpstart stuff series lately. You'll want to start moving if you're working through any inner healing. If you're a client of mine, move. You'll want to move if you can. There's a time for movement and there's a time for rest. But what do I want to create in my life? Do you want to move more? Not be sedentary? Do you want to drink more water? Get those big cups everybody has, but, or set it out, or set a goal with many good rewards, you know, things. Like, what are you going to reward? So what do I not like in my current lifestyle? What do I want to stop doing? And what do I want to create in my life? What do you want to create in your life? I've always been interested in natural solutions. Okay, where do I start? You know what? Essential oils could be a great doorway and gateway for you to learn more about yourself, your family's health, your family, like your health, and more on how to do step-by-step and use plant medicine. Or how about this, switch out, like have your medicine cabinet, have natural solutions there too. We call it mom's medicine cabinet. Now, like I said, I have a link for you for this. I think it's important to have this link. This link is the https://doterra.me/OXD in capital OXD, lowercase U8 in capital N. Again, that's doterra.me/OXD. O is an Oscar, XD is in dog, lowercase U8N. And that link will bring you to activate with your choosing your own account with essential oils and natural solutions with a healthy jumpstart kit. You're welcome. It's amazing. It's amazing that natural solutions could be a gateway to learning more about natural health. And oh, the millions of people that use them. And oh, this company or that company. Look, I use the Purist. I started with something different. I found out really fast. doTERRA is the best. Do your due diligence and do your research. But that link and the link I'll post in my notes will take you to your own cart, customized with a healthy kit. You can delete it, you can add and search stuff, you can connect with me through there, and that is what I do. Part of what I do, I should say, is help people with natural solutions. Why is this important? Because we need tools in our toolkit, in our tool bag, when life's little emergencies or big come up. I believe in doctors, I believe in goodness, I am so grateful for doctors and emergency medicine, and I've worked with them. I've worked with them. When it comes to life's little emergencies, 80% of the time at home, I best be able to have that ear infection under control. I best be able to help my babies feel better. You know what I'm saying, mamas? I best be able to. And at the drop of the fingertips, right there in my bathroom, actually everywhere in the house, I have essential oils at my fingertips. And I trust the plant medicine because God created them. And this company cares about purity. And I won't go into that right now. 3 questions to cultivate a healthy lifestyle. Let's wrap this up. What do I not like in my current lifestyle? Great questions for self-awareness and introspection. What do I want to stop doing? What isn't working, guys? What isn't working? what don't you like and what do you stop to? Are those the same? Kind of, but it's neat to go step by step because I like order. What do I not like doing or like in my current lifestyle? What do I want to stop doing? And what do I want to create in my life? Another question like that, the same, right? Could be, what do I want to start doing? What do I want to experience? What do I want to, I encourage you, beloved, even if, and it's not just about essential oils and natural medicine, natural solutions, just something that's out of the ordinary for you that can color your life and bring color and light into any darkness and just educate yourself on what other tools are out there. And I'm here to help you and equip you and your tool belt with tools that can change your life. I hope this has been a blessing to you. It's sure been a blessing to share with you. I so appreciate this platform and honor you for being here. I bless your spirit, soul, and body with the best health you could ever imagine, longevity of life, walking out your books in heaven. And if you don't mind taking a minute to share this episode so we could reach more people, remember, beloved, it's time to heal.